as well through the quaddie. All right, mate, we'll hear your late mail right through the day. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Thanks for your help, Andrew.
Have a good day there, mate. Wayne Harris heading to Kembla. You'll get his late mail right through the day on a good three, and the rail is true. Other TAB programs today, we've got Griffith Cup Day and a TAB program at Armidale. Previews through the afternoon on those. Tomorrow, it's a big day out at Muswellbrook with the Tiara. It's a good four, the weather fine for that program tomorrow, and you'll hear that preview between 10 and 10.30 tomorrow morning right here on Sky for Muswellbrook. Righto, previews continue though. After the break, it'll be Paul Joyce joining us to give us his thoughts on every race at Rose Hill.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
The Super Weekend at Myer is back on. Get in store before 1pm today and get an extra 50% off already reduced women's, men's and youth clothing. Exclusions and conditions apply. Now, the M4, not too bad in both directions. Zetland the breakdown, Southern Cross Drive southbound. Pimble and Tarramurra, a lot of traffic on the Pacific Highway making its way towards the M1. The M1 okay up towards the Central Coast. In the city, a serious mess, Goulburn Street. One westbound lane is open at Harbour Street. Spring is here. Start your home renovations now by travertine pavers from just $49.95 per square metre, only from Amber Tiles. Amber has the answer. I'm Ian Wallace, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Chinwag with Cozzy is back. Thursday mornings at 10.30, Sean Cosgrove returns for another season starring the larrikins and legends of racing. Hear their stories unfold.
Great characters, a whole lot of fun, and there's always surprises.
Chinwag with Cozzy on Sky Sports Radio.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Well, we're counting down to Run to the Rose Day, and we're 2 hours and 10 minutes away from the first race, and we're going to give you Paul Joyce's thoughts on every race. So I know there's plenty of ladies get the form guides out with their pens, but the men, we need you to join in, because Joycey loves passing on plenty of winners, and so too the info from the Australian Turf Club with Brett Devine. Morning to you, Brett.
Good morning again, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters and Paul Joyce. And what a magnificent Sydney Spring Day to launch officially the Sydney Spring Carnival.
Yeah, look, we've been talking with Winks with a couple of runs and teased by the spring, but here we are, the first official Saturday, and I know the ATC have put so much work into entertaining the audiences that come to the races over the next five or six Saturdays.
Yeah, look, exactly right, Andrew. And the facilities at Rose Hill Gardens are just dead set world class. I mean, I can't say it any more simply, any more plainer. They're world class facilities, and they're right on a footing with pubs, clubs and any other entertainment venue you can find right across Sydney for value as well. Down to $5 for a beer, $4 for a pie, $3.50 for a can of soft drink. It's just great value for family, for your friends, but of course, those premium facilities for members as well. And look, an important thing to note to get to Rose Hill today, Andrew, for anybody travelling on public transport, if you pre-purchased your ticket, or importantly, if you are an ATC member, it's free travel on all New South Wales public transport. So a good incentive there to either jump on the train, a bus. You can get shuttle buses from Strathfield or Parramatta Station, get the ferry from Circular Quay to Parramatta. Look, any number of ways to get there. There's also free parking as well. So magnificent day of racing, beautiful world-class facilities, sunny day in Sydney. No better place to be to launch the carnival than Rose Hill Gardens.
Yeah, exactly. As I said, we're just over 2 hours from the first race, and we're about to help all of those people heading to the races with the tips from Paul Joyce. Brett, enjoy it out there, and in a perfect world, maybe we'll hear more today from Chris Waller, but this time next week, maybe it's Winks again.
Yeah, look, I'm pretty sure that is the case, Andrew. He's indicated to us during the week, and that Winx has pulled up in remarkable fashion after that stunning win again in the Chelmsford Stakes. And look, not only Winx, the world's best horse on turf, but the world's best sprinter, Chautauqua, at Royal Randwick next week. Don't miss that.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get through today first. Oh, please, you're teasing me too much. Thanks a lot, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Paul Joyce has got all the winners for us right here every Saturday through the carnival. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. Hopefully we do have all the winners, Andrew. I'd be happy with five or six. Is that being too greedy?
Oh, maybe. But if you can get five or six, there'll be listeners just coming back and we might even have to pay you more than what we're paying you now.
Is that possible? I hope so. We'll speak to head management.
It's good to have you. And so too, Trent Langscale from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Trent.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
Plenty of interest, mate, in the entire nine races. So let's get going on it because there is some very intriguing racing. The bottom one comes out of the first, the Schweppes. How are they playing it at this stage?
Well, the money this morning, Andrew, is clearly for the favourite, Caravali, who has been as much as $3.50 in the hour. At $2.90, you've got Maraquita at $4, Cambage at $5.50, and then the others in single figures, Midnight Delight $6.50 and Heartlings at $7. But clearly the best supported this morning since the official scratchings for all the races, Caravali now a $2.90 favourite.
How's it set up, Paul? The first here with a reasonably small field.
Yeah, it doesn't look too much pace, Andrew, on paper. Positive problems, Lani Girl settled 1-2, Heartlings not far off. Caravali does map beautifully with Huey Bowman aboard. I'm just going with the five narrowly on top, 5, 2, 1, and 7. Maraquita, she tends to overcome these speed maps. She's got a devastating final sprint. She produced at last start, and she knocked off Awoke and Chatterjack, who I thought were very solid four mares. And she really blew them away late over this track and distance on this sort of going. So I'm going to stick with her. Beat number two, Caravali. She's the obvious testing material. Number one, Heartling. She resumed with a fantastic win. She's always promised a lot. She just rarely puts those wins together. And number seven, the best of the rest, Midnight Delight, who came through a very strong form race on the Beaumont track before finishing third behind Noshio last start. So there's some strong provincial and midweek form around Midnight Delight. But I'm keen on the five Maraquita, 5, 2, 1, and 6.
5, 2, 1, and 7 for Paul in the first. Race two, this week's Tab Highway. Earlier on this morning, Melanie O'Gorman spoke to us, and they've discussed already with Corey Brown the tactics with Barrier 1. They're not going to change anything here. Suncraze will go back. They won't be pushing it to go forward from that inside draw. What's the market here, Trent?
Suncraze has tightened as the favourite, Andrew, this morning from $2.50 into $2.25. So Northern Knight has drifted from as short as $4.20 to $4.60. Also, Mossman Gorge, who opened $3.30 on Wednesday, is now out to $5. So there's been the drift there. And Don't Give a Damn is the other in single figures at $5.50. It's then 12 or better the rest. But similar to the first, most of the money for the favourite this morning, Suncraze, $2.50 in a $2.25.
I guess it's Mossman Gorge, Paul, that probably takes it up from that kind draw.
Yeah, exactly, Andrew. He'll lead. Don't Give a Damn drawn right outside him. He showed plenty of pace. Win on debut at Goulburn, and we've got Ferniehurst there as well, along with probably Harbour Street coming across. So genuine pace. I think they'll really move along as they usually do in these highways, and that will give Sun Crazy his chance, provided he gets a clear crack at them. I've gone 1-3-7-4. I've always been a Sun Crazy fan. Plenty of punters have probably dropped off over the time, but the win he showed before he went out for his little break, that was about as convincing as you'll see a highway winner. Three lengths up his sleeve, powering past them late. Had a troll in between at Tamworth. If you haven't seen it, have a look. He absolutely brained the opposition there. And I think Barrier 1, it's a little bit scary, but in saying that, it should never be a bad thing, Barrier 1. And I think he'll be smothered up, back on the fence, as you said. And he's just going to need that run through the pack. If he gets it, I think it'll be shut the gate all over. Number three, Northern Knight, obviously the one out in front on the speed, fighting bravely, very hard to get past three from three. You can't knock what he's done to date. The seven, Don't Give a Damn. That was a reasonable field down there at Goulburn, and he toyed with them. Danny Williams and his new trainer, we've got to respect the seven. And the four, Mossman Gorge, I think everyone's taking it on at the 1,200 metres. The only time it tried that was the Black Opal, and it knocked up. So everyone, assuming it won't run 1,200, but I can tell you, if Matty Dale brings it here for 1,200, he thinks it'll run the trip. I've gone 1, 3, 7, and 4. Suncraze getting into odds now that are almost too short, but I've got to stick with him.
Righto, 1, 7, 3, and 4.
1374.
1374. Sorry, I've written it down incorrectly there. To race three, this is the Ridges Parramatta. The scratchings of the 5 and the 8 here, Trent.
Well, our award here, Andrew, is a dominant favourite currently at even money. Did open $2.10 on Wednesday and has been a short as $1.85, so just to the $2 at the moment, but there hasn't really been any other support outside of that. You've got Imanui currently at $6.50. Mapmaker and Vaucluse Bay, they're both at $8. And then Quick Defence is the best of the others in the field at $10. But Al Ward currently the even money favourite for the third, and also notably the $6 all-in favourite for the Metropolitan.
Yeah, certainly. That's giving us plenty of interest in this one from a Metro point of view, Paul.
Yeah, for sure, Andrew. Look, obviously Al Ward coming back from two 2,000 metre runs to 1,800, so he's still going to get up again in trip where I think he'll be better suited in the Metro. So I'm taking him on slightly today. I've actually gone 6, 1, 3 and 11. I'm sticking with one that's been good to us, number 6, Nat King Koo. He hasn't missed a top three placing from his past 5 starts. He managed one win in that little streak, as well as a very, very close second at Warwick Farm one day. I think he'll go forward here like he usually does. He fights very bravely. He gets a 2 kilo weight swing for a 3/4 length defeat behind Al Ward last start at Rose Hill. And I'm just convinced that he's the one better suited back to the 1800 than Al Ward will be. So I just think the market's got it wrong. I think he was $16 when I checked the tab app just before I came on air. So I'm going with him each way. The one Al Ward, look, doing everything right. But as I said, just probably today's not the grand final. I think the Metro will be the grand final, and back to 1800 gets back in the field. Just going to need some luck. The 3 Vaucluse Bay, the stablemate, didn't have any luck behind Al Ward last start, so he's got to go into the mix. And number 11, Imanui. Well, we've all been waiting to see him get out to a trip, but we're going to do that today. He's twice a winner at the mile. I'm convinced he'll run out a strong 1800. So there's more than one chance in this. 6, 1, 3 and 11 for me.
And just noting that with you, Paul, you are right. $16 the win and $3.60 for Nat King 2. I remember there was that Wednesday meeting at Warwick Farm, almost got the cash at, I think it was around about $34 when you tipped it. So hopefully for yourself there today, Nat King 2 can surprise the favourite there in Al Ward currently at even money.
Some good each-way opportunities there with Nat King 2. Now, take note, listeners, Kembla Grange, we've got a very important late scratching in the fourth race, number 4, Longreach, who was certainly the favourite or very close to the favourite when I went through it earlier with Wayne Harris, is now a late scratching. Kembla Grange, race 4, number 4, Longreach, a late scratching on Vet's Advice. We get into these big feature races now at Rose Hill. This is the first of them, young Trent. This is the Stan Fox. What's happening here?
Well, we have Addictive Nature, a well-back favourite here. Andrew did get out to as much as $2.90 since the field was finalised on Wednesday, now all the way into $2.20. So you can tell where the punter's belief is. You've got Gold Standard and Trapeze Artist. They're both at $4.40. There was early support for Trapeze Artist on Wednesday, but that's now dried up. And then the other three-year-olds in single figures, The Mission, $7.50 and Sanctioned $8. But almost one-way traffic here for Addictive Nature. As much as $2.90 during the week, now $2.20.
Yeah, $2.20 Addictive Nature. How's it set up, this one? 1,500 metres. We've got The Mission first up. We're talking with Paul Perry earlier. He's been waiting for the right condition race, as in that being a Group 1 winner, he meets these on level weights today.
Yeah, look, he meets them very well. Looking at his trials, it's still the same old Mission. Yep. Out in front, over races. You keep thinking he's going to come back to them, but he's shown us on 2 of his last 3 starts he doesn't come back. First up, perhaps that lack of fitness may bring him undone. I can't back him, but he's one of those horses that makes speed maps a little bit tricky because you know what he's going to do. But it's a matter of what the others do is trying to tag him and when they make their move to get past him. I've gone 3, 2, 8, and 7 because I think Addictive Nature's the bomb-proof way to play the race. He's a lovely type, obviously. He's doing everything right on the track. And last start, I was on a simulate for a good result, and I had him beaten cold Addictive Nature with 100 to go. I was off to collect my ticket, and he just kept fighting. It was such a brave win, and in hindsight, I watched the replay a few times, and I just had to accept the best horse did win that race. And I'll sort of have to stick with him now on going off that because he's just too tough. And I think with The Mission making it a really solid 1,500, a few of them may get found out. I don't think Addictive Nature will, a son of Savaville. I think he'll lead up the extra distance. Number two, Trapeze Artist, at the weights. It's no surprise punters jumped at him early. He carried 61 first up in the up-and-coming, comes back to set weights here. So he's much better off against basically all of those horses from the up-and-coming. Number eight, Sanction, is one of those. The big turnaround at the weights are negative for him, but he's tough and he's never missed a place. And the seven gold standard, well, same for him. He's not well treated at the weights, but he's never finished outside of the Quinella. So there's a stack of depth to this, but I'm sticking with Addictive Nature. 3, 2, 8, and 7.
Righto, 3, 2, 8, and 7 there. The next feature is the Theo Marks. Foxplay came out. It barrier trialled yesterday and is likely to run this day next week. What's the market doing this morning, Trent?
Well, Andrew, there's only 10 cents now between Egg Tart and Deploy. Now, you referenced the scratching there of Fox Play on Thursday afternoon. Since that point, Egg Tart has been as short as $2.50, is now $2.90, while Deploy this morning has been $3.80 into $3. You've got Kenny Essent at $4.80, and then the others in single figures, Dixie Blossoms at $7.50, and Euro Angel $9. So all of a sudden now, a real battle for favouritism. Egg Tart has drifted to $2.90 and Deploy at $3.
A field of seven, Paul. How's it set up this one, the Theo?
Yeah, look, it looks as though Deploy will get all the favours on pace, doesn't it? I think that's why the money's coming for him. That's why I've got him on top. There just doesn't look anyone that's really going to apply the pressure. Maybe Good Project, maybe Mighty Lucky, but I'd be surprised if anything really matches him or makes him do any real work in the race. And in that case, we've got a race-fit horse who's in terrific form, career-best form, and I think he's clearly the one to beat here. I've gone 3, 4, 6, and 8 for those reasons. I just think that fitness will get him home, combined with the fact he gets the soft run up front. Dixie Blossom's number four. She's another one that potentially goes forward, but I prefer her when they ride her just off the pace, which I think they'll do first up today. She's been trialling really strongly. She's got great first up stats, so I've got her for the Quinella. The six, Egg Tart, you just want to take her on. I mean, she's got all those ones next to her name. She's going to do big things at some stage during the spring, but she's got to be vulnerable today. They're going to go a bit slowly in front. They're going to sprint home. It's a trip that's short of her best. She's looking for a mile and beyond. So today's the day I want to take her on. I don't think I'll be taking her on much more during the spring, though. And number eight, Kenny Essent. Well, he's another one that fits that bill of rock hard fit, lightweight, got the ability to go forward, and he's in terrific form. So this is one of the most intriguing races of the day. I went 3, 4, 6, 8.
To the Scirocco, race number 6, Zestful, came out. A few of these, sort of like Den Magic's been freshened up a month between runs. You got Gassoni, who we haven't seen for a very long time, and Oh My Sword. Well, it nearly fell out of the barriers there at its last run, Trent.
Well, Andrew, this is the first leg of the quaddy, and there is a $600,000 projected pool at Rose Hill this afternoon. And well, we went up on Wednesday, and Omei Sword was the $4.60 favourite, and we had Bonnie O'Reilly a $6 equal second pick with Daisy Doom, and it didn't take too long for Bonnie O'Reilly to turn into favouritism, and pretty much been there for until this morning. And then all of a sudden, what's happened here, we've got Omei Sword, who's been $4.60 into $3.80 this morning, while Bonnie O'Reilly has eased from $3.60 to $4.20, just an adjustment there, just as we're talking about it. We've got Gassoni and Daisy Doom, they're both at $8, and then Ravi at $9.50, it's $13 or better, the rest headed by Gibraltar Girl. But once again, we had a change of favouritism early on Wednesday, and this morning, all of a sudden, the market has flipped. We've got now Omei Sword back on top at $3.80, Bonnie O'Reilly at $4.20.
Yeah, it's interesting here. This morning, Mike and Ron didn't include Bonnie O'Reilly in their top four. Darren Flindell's put it on top. How do you see the Scirocco here, Paul?
Yeah, well, Darren Flindell's a great judge, Andrew. Let's start off by saying that, because I've got Bonnie O'Reilly on top as well. Speed-wise, we've got the 7 and 14. So Bonnie O'Reilly goes forward. Obviously, Derek will have to press on from that wide gate. Terrazana won't be far away. She's a mare that's fit and in form. There's a big enough field to keep them honest, but I don't think they'll go at a crazy tempo here. And I think that will give the edge to number 7, Bonnie O'Reilly. I've gone 7, 1, 8, and 3. Now, Bonnie O'Reilly's the sort of horse that the mathematicians and those that use the algorithms, they're not going to find her, but they wouldn't have found her last start either, because she was up in weight. She met a lot of horses in Brisbane terribly at the weights compared to when she'd been racing up there. But what you don't take into account with her is just her racing style. She's got the ability to jump, settle on pace. She's got a strong kick, She's just got this will to win, which is why she's won 8 from 12. It's quite a staggering strike rate. And I'm sticking with her again because she just keeps delivering. I think she'll be in the winning spot turning for home, whereas the main danger, Omei Sword, I'm tipping she'll be a long way back and need plenty of luck from that gate. So I'm going with the 7, Bonnie O'Reilly, to stick with her. Number 1, Jasoni, can't wait to see her back. She's a lovely mare. She's always shown plenty of ability. She's been trialling well, got a nice soft gate. She'll be rocketing home. The 8, Ravi's, talking of good trials, her last trial at Randwick where she beat Khan and Sprite, she just cruised around. It's as good as I've ever seen her trial, so she's come back well. And number 3, Daisy Doom, well, she's always trialled well, and she always races well fresh. She always races well right through her campaign. So I'm leaving out Omei Sword just because I think she's under the odds, considering this hasn't been the ideal prep for her so far. I'm going 7, 1, 8, 3.
Yeah, Peter Snowden saying this morning they've attempted to teach Ravi to race much closer. That they even gave it a dig in that trial.
Exactly. She pinged the lid. She was up there. And if she can put herself a couple of lengths closer in the run, that's all she's ever needed to do, because she's a bit like Omei Sword. She rattles home, runs great sectionals, but she's usually a bit too far back.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's the Scirocco. We're previewing every race between 10 and 10.30 with Paul Joyce every Saturday through the carnival. And we're up to the feature race of the day, the Run to the Rose at 10 to 4, as we build into the Golden Rose. What difference now between Minari and Pariah?
Well, we've got Minari at $2.30, Andrew, and that is from an opening price of $2.80, so has been well-respected, hasn't budged really at all today, while Pariah has eased from $3.30 to $3.90, so the gap is extending between those two in the market. You've got Kementari, who's pretty solid at $4.20. Chauffeur has been as much as 13 since the final field into 9, and then headed by the rest, Invader at 11. So it is intriguing, the Run to the Rose, obviously the key lead up to the Golden Rose, and Minari is a pretty firm favourite at $2.30.
Race change yesterday at about 4 o'clock, Siege of Quebec coming out. Paul, who do you see now? I mean, probably doesn't want to lead first up, but will Kementari find it?
Possibly. I think Parast will probably lead, and okay. He's the speediest horse that's drawn out. Now, he hasn't been able to find the front at his first two runs back, but off his trials and his previous form, I would assume that's where they'll end up with him. Diamond Tathagata, this is terrible at pronouncing that one. Look, he'll be up there, I think, if he jumps cleanly, because his form last prep was on pace. And then you've got Kementari, Andrew, the horse you just said. He'll be in the first three, I assume. But Siege of Quebec obviously took the obvious pacemaker, or leader at least, out of the race. It's left me with 5, 4, 10 and 1. I'm sticking with Minari, I've got to. The only time Minari met Pariah, Pariah beat him, but Minari was certainly beaten. And then Minari's come back in the Rosebud and absolutely blew them away. Tricky gate, yes, but small field should offset that. And I think Josh Parr's number one goal will be just to keep him in open spaces, get him to relax, find some clear space, and just let Minari do what Minari does. The 4, Pariah, from the gate, gets the lovely soft trail up near the pace. He's a definite threat. Had all the favours in the stand of Manico, thanks to an absolute peach of a ride by Blake Shin. I'm sure he'll be giving it every chance again today. Number 10, a bit of a gap to my third pick, Kementari. I just want to see him come out and do it. His trials have been very good, but they haven't been, to my eye, absolutely brilliant. And number 1, Invader, if you're looking for the horse that will improve, he is definitely the one. Just had no luck in the show county. I've gone 5, 4, 10 and 1, backing Minari to win.
Great race. 10 minutes to 4 is the Run to the Rose this afternoon. The last couple now, Race 8, the Fugan Handicap. Surplus came out this morning and joined the 12 and the 15 here, Trent.
Tango Rain continues to shorten here, Andrew, from a $3 price this morning, now $2.40. You've got Zumbelina, who has drifted from as short as 5 to 6. Denpur at $6.50, and Mana, the other one, in single figures at $8.50, and then it's 15 or better for the others in the field. But Tango Rain, one of the better supported favourites this morning, from $3 into $2.40.
Could it be indeed back-to-back wins in successive races for Gerald? You've tipped Minari. What about this one, Tango Rain, Paul?
Yeah, look, he's clearly the one to beat, and I think the barrier is the key for him, because he finds the front, he finds the fence. The top striker goes forward. Isarich will come across from a wide gate, but I think if Brent Abdallah wants to hold the front, he's got the right gate to do it. I think that'll make all the difference. I went 4-1, 13 and 8. He had to do a bit of work from gate 6 first up over the 1,100, and he found the front eventually, and then he was really strong when it counted. Marsupial doing the chasing, who I've got a big opinion of, couldn't really get close to him and had a 7.5 kilo weight pull. So for me, Tango Rain to win again. Number one, Supreme Effort. Huge run first up behind Bonnie O'Reilly. He's got a lovely soft gate. He gets a claim. I think he's the Quinella horse at a bit of odds. Number 13, Zumbalina for third. Gate one's a plus for her. She's been trialling the house down. She hasn't raced since a very unlucky fifth in the Denise's Joy. So I'm keen to see her this afternoon. And number 8, Denper, if obviously the video watchers would have seen last start, that she was badly held up the entire straight behind Batty Oz and Den Magic. So she could definitely improve. 4, 1, 13, and 8, I'm sticking with Tango Rain.
Tango Rain there. Can I ask just about one? I know you, I fully respect you can't tip them all, but where do you place Manor in this race for Craig Ritchie?
Yeah, we had it fifth, Andrew, and he is in the quaddy, so
okay.
We didn't cover him off there, but in my quaddy numbers, he's in.
Okay, all right. We'll get full quaddy numbers from Paul at the end. See, I always like to try and get a bit of info early, Trent. You know,
well, there is a $600,000 projected pool. Exactly. It's going to be a big one today.
Yeah, it will be, and worth playing for sure. Righto, the last is the tab.com.au. What's happening here?
Well, it's a tough way to finish the quaddy and the big six because we have equal favourites at $4.80. Now, Interlocutor has tightened this morning from $6 to the $4.80, while the Pharaoh has eased from $4.40 to $4.80. You've got Peacock, who's been solid at the $6 mark, similar for Ebonos at $6.50, and Wayanka at $9. But then you've got a couple at 13 in Oklahoma Girl and Galaxy Warrior. So few chances here in the last of nine, currently equal favourites, but the better supported of the two, Interlocutor compared to the Pharaoh.
Can you help us here by the sounds of that, Paul?
Yeah, well, it'll be like that, and the Pharaoh will pair off in front. The Pharaoh will have to do a bit of work to get across, and I don't think Be Like That will... I don't think Cathy O'Hara will hand up on Be Like That. But that's about it for the speed. Cosmopol won't be far away. We've got Peacock probably taking a sit. So I think Pharaoh gets his chance, but I've tipped a 7 here, Ebonos. I've gone 7, 3, 11, and 5. Big fan of Ebonos, Peter and Paul Snowden combining with Karen McAvoy, the jockey of the moment. This horse, this campaign in particular, has caught my eye at every run this time in. First up, rattled home behind Nick Tock, who's a proven winner. Second up, certainly beaten behind Golden Shoes at Canterbury. Malahat ran third in that race and has since come out and won. And then last start at Randwick over the 1400. Just settled last there in a slowly run race behind Coming Through. Was only beaten 2.5 on the line, so... Different story today with a bit of speed up front. Last race of the day, I think Ebonos will sail down the centre of the track and knock these over. But the 3 Interlocutor, massive threat. He's a beautiful horse to look at, this fellow. James Cummings now has him. He's had the 2 trials leading into this and they've been rock solid. He's just going to need a touch of luck at the right time, Interlocutor, but watch him today and going forward. The 11 Wayanka, he's been flying down in Melbourne for Chris Waller. I'll be throwing him into the quaddy. And number 5, the Pharaoh, out in front, take some catching. I just went around him at the value here, 7, 3, 11, and 5.
All right, so they're the tips for the 9 races. Have you got a standout?
Got a standout today. Look, I would say, I was going to make it Ebonos in the last at the value. Race 9, number 7, Ebonos. Just looking at that price, we're getting about the $6.50 now. That's exciting for me, so I'll stick with him.
What price at the moment, Trent?
Yeah, $6.50.
$6.50, he's on the ball. All right, so that's race 9, number 7. How do you play the quaddy now today?
That's a good question, Andrew, because I had the quaddy numbers in front of me, and now they have disappeared without trace. I've found them. They're on the very last page of the form. First leg, 7, 1, 8, 3, and 12. Second leg, this is the one we're narrowing down, numbers 5 and 4, so Minari and Pariah. The third leg, we go 4, 1, 13, 8, and 9, and we bring it home with 7, 3, 11, and 5. Andrew, we're spot on budget today, $20, 10%, and with that jackpot expected in the pool, I'll be playing the quaddy for sure.
Yeah, what was that again, a projected pool today?
$600,000.
$600 for the quaddy, all right. Begins race 6 at 10 past 3. What a day ahead we've got, Paul. We thank you for your time, and the good news is for our Sky Sports Radio audience, you're not finished yet, because after every race this afternoon, as Paul will be doing right through the carnival, analysis on every race with Darren Flindell virtually after the race is finished. So be tuned in wherever you may be to get the very latest. He talks about if the track's playing one way or the other, and it's up-to-date material. So we're looking forward to that. Good luck this afternoon, Paul.
Thanks, You know, really looking forward to that, Andrew. We'll find a few horses to follow as soon as they hit the line, hopefully.
Good on you, mate. Paul Joyce joining us, and as I say, back after every